Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Thank you for being here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. This hour, Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, will be stopping by. Later in the week, we've got Senator Tommy Tuberville coming by. Laura Trump is going to come by. We got great guests. Dave McCormick's going to stop by. We got a lot going on. McCormick speaking tonight. And so is our buddy, Senator Jeff Van... Senator, I'm promoting him. Congressman Jeff Van Drew is speaking tonight as well. Follow along on X at Rich Zioli and comment and weigh in on everything we are discussing today. It's a lot of fun. People are really, really excited to be here at the convention. And there's some great speakers coming up tonight. The theme of today's RNC is Make America Safe Again. The theme of it tonight... And that, along with that, of course, is securing America's borders, standing up with law enforcement, and ending and exposing the Democrats for their defund the police nonsense that they had. And they had a lot of it. A lot of the defund the police nonsense, of course, from the left. Never let them forget. The other big story, local slash national, is that corrupt Senator Bob Menendez found guilty today in federal court in Newark, New Jersey. Menendez is a crook. We all know he's a crook, but the most interesting part of that story, of course, is that Bob Menendez, they only went after him when he crossed the Obamas on the Iran deal, the first time and the second time. He's vowing to fight and to appeal, but King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, Phil Murphy, is calling on him to either resign or to be expelled from the United States Senate if he doesn't. In addition to that, Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, is also calling on him to go. Now, the question is, will they expel Menendez if he doesn't? Will they at least kick him off the Senate Foreign Relations Committee? And will they stop giving him classified briefings? Those are the questions that I have right now at 6:10 p.m. our time, 5:10 p.m. Milwaukee time. But, of course, I can't adjust to the time change, and I can't do math. So on my computer, it says 6:10. So I stop messing things up like breaks and skipping live reads and then having to redo them because I realized we weren't in the right time and the right hour because I can't frigging do math.
It's not even that much math.
It's a lot of math.
You're just subtracting an hour.
That's math.
Or adding an hour, depending on what your clock is set.
Let's understand this, Matt DeSantis. I can't do simple math. I can't do advanced geometry. I can't do any of it.
That's far from advanced geometry.
It might as well be in my book. Unless I have an abacus, I can't do these things. The Secret Service director gives a bizarre reason why an agent wasn't on the roof where the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, opened fire on Trump. The bizarre reason is that the roof was sloped. Kimberly Cheadle, who was protecting Pepsi and Frito-Lay products prior to becoming a Secret Service agent, or the head of the Secret Service, I should say, she said, that particular building has a sloped roof at its highest point, and so you know there's a safety factor that we would be considering there that we wouldn't want to put somebody on a sloped roof. She actually said that to ABC News in an interview. And so you know the decision was made to secure the building from the inside. And here's where she's throwing the local police under the bus by saying that the local cops are on the inside. And that's why there was nobody on the roof. Now, this is a security nightmare of the highest order. And we've been talking a lot about this on the show today. But this woman's a disgrace. There needs to be an investigation. And she needs to resign. She certainly does. She needs to resign. The other thing, too, I want to mention is that there are some forgotten lessons of Dallas 1963 and also Memphis of 1968. And a great op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today written by Gerald Posner. Now, I love Gerald Posner. He's one of my favorite people. He really is. I think he's brilliant. His book, Case Closed, in which he argues that Lee Harvey Oswald is the lone gunman, I can't agree with that because I don't have all the documents and all the information. I'm open to the idea. I'm not opposed to the idea, but until the CIA declassifies everything and we can know for sure, I can't accept any hypothesis, nor can I rule anything out. So if you believe the CIA was involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, I can't tell you you're a conspiracy theorist because the CIA won't release all the documents. And president after president, Trump included, refuses to declassify these things. I hope this time around Trump will actually do it. He said he would do it in 2016. He did not, and I hope he does it now. He's saying he will this time around. I hope he does. Incendiary political language has consequences, Gerald Posner writes. Donald Trump's claims that the 2020 election were stolen agitated his supporters and culminated in the January 6th riot at the Capitol, he says. The assassination attempt against Mr. Trump follows years of relentless attacks from left-wing media and many in the Democratic Party who likened the former president to Hitler and claimed his re-election would end democracy. Two things. The riot at the Capitol is not like a presidential assassination. It was a riot at a Capitol building. None of the people there killed anybody, despite the left's ridiculous claims about them killing police officers. That did not happen. So I don't think you can compare the two things. And riots happened also in the summer of love, in the summer of 2020. Joe Biden's out there today defending those things as he speaks to the NAACP. And I also don't know for sure if this shooter was motivated by all the people calling Trump Hitler. I don't know that. Because, again, we have not done the full investigation. I can't rule anything out, whether or not the shooter really thought he was stopping Adolf Hitler or not. But I will say it's entirely possible that he thought he was. That he was stopping Adolf Hitler. So we have to keep that in mind. And I think there's a big distinction between incendiary political language like we're going to take our country back and we're going to storm the barricades. We're going to give power to the people versus this man is Hitler and he needs to be taken out. Like that crazy wacko actress I played you earlier in the show, that lefty who was going on and saying that we have to stop Adolf Hitler from becoming, we got to take him out. And when you start saying those things, you say these things about people, and yeah, you could have the wrong person, and not because they're crazy and they hear something that isn't said, but you could have somebody believing that they're actually doing the morally just thing. And that's why that language becomes so incredibly important. But I don't think you can compare, and I think it's very problematic to say that the Capitol riots and the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump are in the same boat, because they're not. And that's another thing, and I'm not saying Gerald Posner is on the left, but it's another thing that the left is doing a lot. They're trying to equate the two. Well, Trump said the election was stolen, therefore his supporters stormed the Capitol. Listen, you can say the election was stolen. That's freedom of speech. Stacey Abrams said that, too. I mean, look, calling somebody Hitler's freedom of speech, too, technically speaking, but I think that it's problematic. I really do. And I just don't think these two events are nearly related. Trump almost died. Had he not turned his head at the right time? You know, I just retweeted a video. You can see it on X if you want. And I want to thank, actually, Fisher Pine. sent this to me on social media, but this woman, VB, they did a rendition of Trump's head, and it shows you how if he had not turned at the exact right moment, that bullet would have gone right through his head. But he turned his head, and instead the bullet grazed his ear. But literally, within milliseconds, had he not turned his head, he would be dead. There's no question about that. That bullet would have went right into his head. The shooter was not inaccurate. The shooter was deadly accurate. It's just that Trump, by the grace of God, turned his head at just the right moment. And, you know, there's a lot of people who said this is divine intervention, the hand of God. I talked to a Philadelphia cop the other day who said to me, you know, I'm not big on this whole hand of God stuff, and I can't remember the last time I've ever actually seen the hand of God, but I think I saw the hand of God Saturday night. Because when you watch this and you see how his head turns at just the right time and the bullet grazes his ear, had his head not turned at that exact moment, he would be dead. There's no question about it. So, I mean, whether it was God that turned his head or it was just simple luck, that's up to you and your beliefs to believe. But I'll tell you, there's a great case to be made for people to say, you see, divine providence was at work there Saturday night, saving this man's life. And certainly a lot of the people here at the convention believe that, because this is a rediscovery of faith for a lot of people. Many people who have doubted their faith before, after that shooting attempt, that assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump, have certainly had their faith restored. I really believe that. They certainly have had their faith restored. And there's a video I also put out earlier of Megyn Kelly talking about this. And she quotes a biblical passage that talks about armor and God, and at the exact time that Trump was shot. I'll see if I can get the video for you and play it before the end of the hour. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. That's happening right now here at the Republican National Convention. Five reasons why J.D. Vance is the perfect pick. Steve Cortez writing this. His backstory, like Trump, Vance arrives in politics as an outsider. He gained national recognition when he captured hearts and minds with his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, and the Academy Award-winning movie adaptation. With saving eloquence, he describes the challenges facing working-class America, especially heartland communities, decimated by economic decline and cultural decay. America First Foreign Policy. As a veteran who was deployed with the Marines to a war zone, Vance speaks with personal authority and authenticity when he counters the schemes of the interventionist Washington foreign policy establishment. In fact, Vance has emerged as one of the most persuasive voices for a true Trumpian international approach of realism and restraint. Number three, media and debate skills. Vance won his Senate seat as an outsider political novice in a hotly contested primary against far better financed opponents with significant political experience. This grueling come from behind with sharpened his media abilities enormously, and that trend has only accelerated since he joined the Senate. Unlike many Republican elected officials, Vance willingly and enthusiastically welcomes tough, confrontational interviews on hostile platforms and handles those interrogations with aplomb. In addition, anyone rooting for Donald Trump to serve a second term should relish the prospect of a Vance versus Kamala Harris debate, which might prove almost as much of a mismatch as Trump's drubbing of a mumbling Joe Biden. Vance commands mastery of policy details, yet delivers that knowledge with clarity and likability. As for the current vice president, well, let's just say she will not enjoy trying to match Vance's intellect or authenticity. No matter how many word salads Kamala Harris tries to toss to mark the passage of time, J.D. Vance is going to mop the floor with her. The correct political detractors, the people who are against him, are the elites in Washington, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood. Even though Hollywood turned his book into an Academy Award-winning movie, Ron Howard was behind that. But like Trump, he could have continued on that path of lucrative movie deals and constant adulation from the supposed important people. But he realized what's great for his country, and that's when he woke up and said Donald Trump is actually a good president and doing great things for our country, and he dropped the never Trump mantle. Now, I don't believe he did that for self-serving motivations. In fact, there's an argument to be made. Just look at Chris Christie. Look at Nikki Haley. That had he continued the anti-Trump fervor, maybe he would have been in a much different place, because he could have thought Trump's going to fail and I'll be the guy to take up the mantle because I've never doubted my anti-Trump bona fides. But instead, he said, this is the guy America needs. He said he was wrong, and he said that to Sean Hannity last night. We come back from the break. I'll play that clip for you if you missed it. And finally, number five, he says, youth and vigor. Youth and vigor. In a race where you got a lot of old people on the stage, Joe Biden. And look, Donald Trump is not old in the same way as Joe Biden is, because Joe Biden in dog years is like 147 years old. But Trump's around 80. J.D. Vance is 39, with three young kids and a beautiful young wife, too. It's a great, great statement to be made, and as somebody who's thinking about his kids and your kids and the future of America. So for all those reasons and more, it's a great pick. Listen, when it comes to support of this program and our radio station, being able to do great things like come to the Republican National Convention and broadcast, Judith Krupnik knows how important relationships are at Cherry Hill Volvo. And I say that a lot because it's true. You know, Bridget drives the XC90. That's the family car with that third row. I love the XC90. We drove it up to the Adirondacks for vacation. We take it down to the Grand Hotel. With that third row, you get all the room you need, and the kids get there safe and sound. Well, right now, they have a really incredible special. Enjoy discounts of up to $13,176 off Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. Plus, take advantage of the Cherry Hill Volvo 2024 model year sell down. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey, right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. You will get the absolute best deal on a new Volvo with incredible incentives and promotions while enjoying that incredible customer service that Cherry Hill Volvo is known for. Again, enjoy discounts of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. That is the family car you want. Forget the minivan. You don't want that. Please, you want the Volvo XC90. With my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on!
You are a fighter. And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Here we are live in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. Welcome back to the show on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Kevin Roberts is the president of the Heritage Foundation. It's so great to see you in person, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Rich, what fun. It's great to be with you.
Oh, man. I tell you what, you guys are doing great work.
I think so. I got the best job in the world, the best colleagues, and I know you've got some of them on a lot. Thanks for that. We just love this country, and we love friends like you and your audience who just want to take it back with smiles on their faces.
I tell you, you know, we're very fortunate to have Dr. Victoria Coates join us all every week, Dr. E.J. Antoni. You got great people involved, and I love how the left is melting down over Project 2025. It's fantastic. Is there any truth to the idea that under Project 2025, I will have to eat red meat three meals a day and nothing else but red meat?
That's not in Project 2025, but that's the diet that I follow.
That's why you're so fit. I mean, that's it right there. I think Project 2025 is going to help right the ship in terms of restoring the balance of power in the executive away from these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats and to the person who's elected by the people, which is the president of the United States.
It's really that simple. The left has gone apoplectic because Project 2025 is aiming at just upending the concentration of power that they've worked on for half a century. And so there's been a lot of money spent on mischaracterizing Project 2025. I'll tell you something funny that you and your audience will appreciate. The left and the Biden campaign have spent more millions of dollars attacking Project 2025 than it's taken us to actually put it together. So I'm thinking, this is a great return on investment. But we also understand that that mischaracterization has power. So we're being very proactive in explaining the myths about this and the truth about this. And the ultimate truth to your question, Rich, is that it is focused on devolving power from D.C., take it out of the hands of unelected bureaucrats, most of whom are radical leftist ideologues, and instead give it back to the states and to the people.
And, you know, if the left had people, say, at the EPA undermining their climate change agenda, they would want those people fired. Our guys get in there and want to reform these agencies and these departments, and the bureaucrats are working against the agenda, knowing, hey, I'll outlast the administrator, I'll outlast that secretary, I'll outlast that president.
We all know the story to that point of the first year or two of Trump's presidency, which is, in spite of his great inclinations and thoughts as a CEO, that once he takes over this big enterprise, the federal government, that people would sort of follow not just what he wants to do, but what the American people have said they want done. But we often forget that decades ago, when the Heritage Foundation first started this whole business of offering policies and personnel to the president-elect, this is the case of Ronald Reagan, the President Reagan didn't get his way. And so one of the things we've learned on the political right is that we have to be better prepared, not just for those first weeks and months in office, but we also have to have people who are willing to go in for the duration and do their jobs, not just with competence, but in excellence, but to do the will of the American people. The left, of course, doesn't like that because they know the majority of Americans are not with them.
And have we really absorbed the consequence of the Supreme Court overturning Chevron and how that could apply also with Project 2025 and work in tandem?
Look, permit me to speak in football metaphors.
Please.
It's just sort of how I see the world.
I'm not a sports guy, but I'll do my best to keep
up. I won't make this too technical, but I played the offensive line. And what the Chevron ruling is just a great offensive line, which I know your Philly team has, opening a gaping hole in the line. For those of us who have been part of the Project 2025, or maybe they're part of the RNC, or maybe they're on Trump's campaign, to waltz through there, because it gives us the opportunity once in our lives to restore the proper order in government. That's really what this project aims to do. It's a corrective to the real corruption, frankly, and I don't use that as hyperbole, that the left has done to the federal government. I think if we've got the opportunity for common sense people to be in power for 5 or 10 years in a row, and they're good about explaining what they're up to, we actually have a chance, not just to dismantle the administrative state, but to take this country back and give Americans hope again.
The administrative state, I think, is the biggest problem that we have. I really do. I believe that. I mean, the fact that you could have this shadow government, if you will, undermining the president to such a degree, the Department of Justice, the NSA and various three-letter, four-letter agencies having so much power they could actually undermine a presidency is something that I think all Americans on either side of the political aisle should be terrified about.
No, it's true. Look, I was talking to a real close family member of mine who spent his career in state government. And over time, he has gone from being left of center politically to being very much, as he would call himself, a MAGA guy, a conservative, because of what you just described. He says, Kevin, what y'all are right about regarding Project 2025 is that both intentionally and unintentionally, those of us who've been bureaucrats sort of do what we want to do because we're able to focus on our agency. And those of you who've been conservatives all this time just think that things magically happen. And what Project 2025 is just bringing back together the will of the people, evidenced by whom they elect as president of the United States, with the work that those people in those agencies are doing. And, you know, it almost seems like fantasy land, Rich, that we're this close to getting this done. That is to say, the left can't understand that this project has been so broad scale, that it's been so unifying for the right. I also think that component of it is what scares them.
And Kevin Roberts is president of the Heritage Foundation. What do you want people to know about it who might be afraid of it because of the myths that they've heard from the left?
Look, I'm a fifth generation teacher, just a public school guy. The left has spent millions mischaracterizing this. This is the homework assignment, in humility, that I would ask listeners to do. Go to project2025.org. I'm not asking you to read the whole thing. This is not nighttime reading, right? It's 920 pages. Pick the issue that you're most interested in or that you want to read about, and read that chapter, and I will give you one charge. Find one thing in there that you find radical. In fact, find one thing in there that you disagree with so much that you think it's going to be the end of America. I've given that challenge to people over the last weeks and months during this heavy spending by the left, and not a single person has come to us and said, Kevin, the left is right. They might come to us and say, gosh, I might quibble with X or Y or Z. This is like a restaurant menu, man. It's like going to the Cheesecake Factory, yeah, the biggest menu ever known. You're not going to want to eat all of that, right? But you are going to say, on this issue that I care about, thank goodness these common sense people have come together and they actually have a plan for governing if the president so chooses to use it.
I was real proud of you when you addressed the bond villains at the World Economic Forum in Davos, and you really gave it to them. I mean, we played the clip on my show. I was proud of you.
I still can't believe that I was there. In fact, as I've told the story, I thought my staff was playing a practical joke on me when the letter came in. They were trying to co-opt me in the conservative movement, and I decided I sort of had to be convinced by my colleagues and my friends to go, because this is not my crowd, right? But I said, if I'm going to be there, then I'm going to be there on behalf of the American people, and it was such a privilege to give it right back at them. And I think this is what's happening, is that to the elites in Davos, in Brussels, in New York, in Washington, on the left coast, everyday Americans are standing up peacefully, with resolve, with smiles on their faces, saying, you've been running our country for too long. We're taking it back.
What do you think Senator J.D. Vance, with his book Hillbilly Elegy in particular, when he talks about forgotten men and women, forgotten Rust Belt states, and the jobs that have gone overseas, what do you think the secret to all that is?
J.D. is one of the most authentic people I've ever met. He is one of the most authentic elected officials I've ever met. We've become very good friends because we had similar upbringings. Tens of millions of Americans had hard childhoods. And I think, therefore, he personifies the moment we're in America, which is that a majority of Americans, lamentably, as we sit here talking, Rich, don't believe the American dream is possible tomorrow. J.D. Vance's life proves that it is. It doesn't matter if you're white, if you're black, if you're Asian American, Hispanic. His being on the ticket isn't even so much about policy as it is President Trump saying, that's the future of the country. What we're going to do as a Trump-Vance administration is give American people hope again. Actually, that's very connected to the aims of Project 2025. So both as a friend of Senator Vance and as someone who admires his policies, I couldn't be happier.
Kevin Roberts, it's really great to have you. Before I let you go, because I know you're in high demand here at the RNC, what do you think in terms of when we say, you know, America first, and what that concept means? And then how does Project 2025 play into that? And how does really stopping the globalism play into that, what you addressed at the WEF?
Two things regarding all of policy. With every policy issue, we have to ask the question, what is best for the American people first? Mm-hmm. As it relates to domestic policy, that's an easy question to answer. But the second thing, the second part of this is a little bit harder, not for us, but for other people to understand. One of the parts of my jobs is I visit with heads of state and ambassadors, a lot of them left of center politically. We do that at Heritage to try to show them what a fair America first means. And what they have come to be persuaded by is that America First doesn't mean that America is going to leave the world stage, that we're going to diminish our military. In fact, as both Trump and Vance have said repeatedly in their careers, we're going to have the best funded, most lethal military on the planet. We're just going to use it a lot less sparingly than we have in the last generation, because it's not in the interest of the everyday American to have these far-flung, adventurous projects in other countries, and it's not in the interest of the everyday American to have an empire that is fueled by the capital of globalists. The greatest legacy of Donald Trump, even if he were not to win a second term, and I do think that he will, is reminding Americans, showing Americans, now is the time to stand up to the globalist regime, or otherwise we're going to lose this republic.
Kevin Roberts, Heritage Foundation President. I appreciate you, my friend. Keep up the great work.
Thanks,
all right?
Rich. Look forward to being
thanks
back.
For sharing your wonderful people with us. We appreciate it very, very much. All right, as we continue here live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC at the Republican National Convention, we are very, very happy that our big story of the day is brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com, 856-786-2020. As we continue along, I tell you, it's really impressive to have so many great guests joining us today, and Kevin was somebody I've really wanted to talk to for quite some time, so that's fantastic. Now, the other thing I want to mention to you as we continue along the show here today is that I just saw your note about Kevin and J.D. Vance. It was good. That was good instincts that I asked that, because I didn't see your note till just now, Matt DeSantis. So
you always ignore my notes.
No, I'm glad I saw it. I didn't. We both have this great minds, I guess. Great minds think alike. So there you go. I don't like that picture you put out of me and Jack, though. I feel like I look fat, man.
What's wrong with that photo?
I think it's the camera
picture.
Angle, or maybe I haven't eaten too many cheese curds here in Wisconsin. I don't know, but I'm not a big fan of that.
I didn't look at it all that closely. Maybe I should before I post things. Hold on, I have to inspect this firsthand now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You look normal.
You think I look normal?
Well, actually, no. Your shirt's in a weird spot.
Yeah.
You do look tubby.
Yeah, like the picture of me and Kevin Roberts, we look good. I look good. That's good. The one with me and Jack, though, it's the angle, I think. Or maybe it's the cheese curds. I'm not sure. I don't know. But it's not a good...
You don't look that large in person.
I also look angry, like I'm about to kill him or something. Look at my face.
All right. I'm willing to concede it wasn't my best work as a photographer.
That's a terrible shot.
I did my best.
Oh, man. This is the, I'm just saying.
Jack looks good in it, though.
Jack does look good because he's got a good angle. It's all about the angle when it comes to cameras.
Well, we have to make our guests happy first and foremost.
No, you got to make the host happy first and foremost. I'm just saying. Let's see. We got, what else have we got going on? Anything else?
I
we're done?
Know.
Wrap it early today?
I'm tired. I want to go home? Sleep. I want to eat something that's not cheese. I think I've eaten too much cheese, too many carbs.
There's a lot of cheese. Like that pretzel you had yesterday. I'm not even going to have dinner tonight. I'm just going to skip it.
Really?
I'm going to fast right through. I haven't eaten yet today. I'm just going to go right through, I think.
I think that's a terrible idea.
That's a great idea.
No doctor on earth would recommend that.
This way, tomorrow, I won't look tubby, as you put it, for the pictures with whoever
I'm with. All you had today, like what, protein bar? Did you even have anything
to eat today? I had a couple peanuts. That's
it. I don't think that's enough.
That's all I had. It's called intermittent fasting. It's all right.
Doesn't sound like a great idea.
J.D., I mentioned I play this clip again. This is J.D. Vance, who was skeptical of Donald Trump in 2016. And I think, good for him for coming around and having a evolution on this issue. He talked to Sean Hannity last night. It's Cube Cut number 6. A lot of people out there are trashing J.D. Vance or suggesting that J.D. Vance is a self-centered guy who is faking it just for his own personal political benefit. I don't see that. And the reason why I don't see that is there's no incentive for him to join Team Trump, knowing that had he stayed on the anti-Trump team, he would have had lots of opportunities and money and all the other things. And the big best example I give you for that is look at the evolution of Chris Christie and Nikki Haley. They thought there was a powerful lane. Now, there wasn't, but they thought there was. J.D. Vance could not have known that at the time that he decided, hey, look, Trump's doing a good job as president. But he could have easily wound up with a gig on MSNBC. He could have easily wound up going to Hollywood and just aligning with them. But he wanted to do what was best for his country, and he recognized Donald Trump to be a great president with great policies. So it takes a big man to admit he was wrong. And I think with the same thing you've seen with the revolution of or the evolution, I should say, of Tulsi Gabbard politically, of Amber Rose politically. People can change their thoughts and their ideas on stuff. And that's a good thing. You can embrace that cynically, or you can say people change their ideas and their thoughts on things. Hell, you know, people get divorced. People get, it happens. Like, people change their ideas and thoughts on people they've married before. People can get divorced politically, but people can also get married politically after they were in a tumultuous relationship. So if you want to use the analogy of that, Chris Christie and Donald Trump had a terrible divorce. J.D. Vance and Donald Trump now have a wonderful union together after what was a very rocky start where nobody would have ever saw these two winding up together. But that's the thing about politics. It sometimes makes for, you could say, strange bedfellows, or sometimes you could say just life in general. People change their friendships, they change their relationships, they change their way of thinking, people change jobs, people change careers, people change lots of different things. They change their voter registration cards. So I give him credit for acknowledging all this. Cut number six.
You after what his response was, but sure. you weren't, didn't have the nicest things to say about him back yep. in 2016, which seems like a long time ago now. You know, Pat, you literally said, you texted a friend, that Trump is a cynical a-hole like Nixon who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, and that he's America's Hitler, and you compared him to a cultural heroine in the Atlantic Monthly. And I'll tell you Trump's response, but you said that then. What do you say to people that say, well, wait a minute. What did he mean?
Well, Sean, I don't hide from that. I was certainly skeptical of Donald Trump in 2016, but President Trump was a great president, and he changed my mind. I think he changed the minds of a lot of Americans because, again, he delivered that peace and prosperity. If you go back to what I thought in 2016, another thing that was going on, Sean, is I bought into the media's lies and distortions. I bought into this idea that somehow he was going to be so different, a terrible threat to democracy. It was a joke. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to throw his political opposition in jail. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to undermine American law and order. President Trump did a really good job. And I actually think it's a good thing when you see somebody, you were wrong about him, you ought to admit the mistake and admit that you were wrong.
That was a theme of last night, too, when Amber Rose spoke. And look, I disagree with my conservative brethren on this point. I'm glad she spoke. She's got millions and millions of followers on social media. And for those people that are saying, well, since she's not pro-life, and since she's on OnlyFans, and since she's she at one time said something about Satanism, listen, do you want to bring people in, and then as they're in, you can help them change their thinking about things? Or do you want to just say, until you check all the boxes, we're not going to let you in? Because that's not a winning strategy. It's not a winning formula. I'm a big believer in life, and I think you know this from the temperature of this show. I don't yell at people. I don't pound the... Sometimes I get really fired up, but I'm Italian, I get fired up. But I hope I'm not a jerk to people who disagree with me politically. I believe you can just get more flies with honey than you can with the other thing that they say. I don't know. I'm a big believer in, if you want to win somebody to your way of thinking, take time to understand their point of view, respect them as a person, and you can do more to win them over to your side that way than you can by saying, well, until you see it my way, I want you out. And in the case of Amber Rose, she not only brings a strong following and an acknowledgement that the corporate media lied to her and that she was seduced by that idea, that's a wake-up call for potentially millions of young people as well. I don't have time to replay her clip today, but I'm glad that the RNC had her speak last night. I think it's really important. And she's got a huge, huge following on social media. So Vivek Ramaswamy says he would strongly consider replacing J.D. Vance as senator if he was asked. We'll try to get him back on the show. You know, he was in studio with me a few years ago, and a lot of people were hoping that Trump would pick Vivek. I never thought he would, because I think, just like with Tulsi, I think he wants somebody who's actually in elected office, who can go out there and, if necessary, take over on day one. Trump said that about J.D. Vance, that he's got the ability on day number one to do the job. And that's a big deal that he said that, and that, yeah, on day one, J.D. Vance can do the job. So tonight at the Republican National Convention, in a few moments, as a matter of fact, about 10 minutes from now, Dave McCormick is going to speak, the U.S. Senate candidate for Pennsylvania. And McCormick was in Butler on Saturday when the shots rang out. and the assassination attempt on President Donald Trump failed, thank God. And McCormick wrote a great piece about this in the Wall Street Journal, and he said, you know, I was in combat. I know the sound of gunfire. I couldn't believe it when I heard it, but this was divine providence, and really that Donald Trump is here is an act of God that he's still alive today. I think McCormick's got a great shot of winning PA, but I think it is incumbent upon everyone to recognize that if Trump wins, McCormick wins. If McCormick loses, I think Trump loses. I think they are tied together. I really do. I think it's going to be a down-ballot election. Every election's different. This will be a down-ballot election. I can tell you the PA delegation, when I spoke to them at their breakfast yesterday, carried live nationally on C-SPAN, my first national address on C-SPAN, and not just C-SPAN 8, the Ocho, but the actual real OG C-SPAN. I can tell you the Pennsylvania delegates are fired up. I'm glad McCormick's speaking tonight. He's the only guy speaking from Pennsylvania, and he's got a legit shot here. You know, he really does. And I think J.D. Vance being on the ticket, the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote a piece about this today. A lot of the Pennsylvania delegates think J.D. Vance is going to help them, help Pennsylvania, help get McCormick over the finish line, and, of course, help President Trump get over the finish line as well. Future. I don't want to make Jimmy Matthews upset. Future President Donald Trump. All right, that's the show for tonight. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. We're back with you live tomorrow from the Republican National Convention. Andrew, thanks. Great job producing back home in Philadelphia for us. We appreciate it. Now, let's go get some cheese. Good night.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.